On October 9, 1967, Ernesto Che Guevara faced his final moments in a remote village in Bolivia. Captured while attempting to ignite a revolution, he stood defiantly before his executioners, embodying the spirit that had made him an icon of rebellion. Born on June 14, 1928, in Rosario, Argentina, Guevara's early life was shaped by a politically engaged family, particularly his father, who championed the Republican cause during the Spanish Civil War. This upbringing instilled in him a deep awareness of social issues and a thirst for change. Despite suffering from asthma, Guevara thrived academically. His family's extensive library, filled with works by influential figures like Karl Marx, sparked his interest in politics and philosophy. After completing his medical degree in the early 1950s, he embarked on long journeys across Argentina. In 1950, he visited hospitals and witnessed the poverty afflicting many communities. This exposure profoundly impacted him, paving the way for a more transformative journey in 1952, chronicled in The Motorcycle Diaries. Alongside his friend Alberto Granado, Guevara traveled through Latin America, confronting stark contrasts between wealth and poverty. His experiences in Guatemala in 1954 intensified his political awakening. There, he witnessed the U.S.-backed coup that ousted the reformist government of Jacobo Arbenz. This event solidified his views on U.S. imperialism and its devastating effects in Latin America. Immersed in Marxist circles, he adopted the nickname Che, a term that enhanced his image as a revolutionary. Guevara's journey led him to Mexico, where he met Fidel and Raúl Castro. They bonded over their mutual disdain for U.S. intervention. The Castro brothers were preparing to return to Cuba to initiate a guerrilla campaign against the Batista regime. Guevara joined this effort, contributing to the successful Cuban Revolution of 1959, which solidified his status as a prominent revolutionary leader. Guevara's transformation from a medical student to a revolutionary icon is marked by his deep-seated commitment to fighting inequality and injustice. His defiance in the face of death and enduring legacy as a symbol of rebellion resonate worldwide, highlighting the profound impact of his life and ideologies on revolutionary movements across the globe. After his success in Cuba, Guevara sought to export revolution beyond the island. He believed in a global struggle against imperialism. By 1965, he had left Cuba to assist in revolutionary movements in Africa, hoping to inspire change in the Congo. However, the mission was a failure. The local dissidents were unorganized and poorly equipped. Guevara's inexperience in African politics and the stark differences in culture posed significant challenges. His frustration grew as he realized that the revolution he envisioned was not materializing. The setbacks in Africa didn't deter Guevara. He returned to Cuba, but his ideas stirred discontent among Cuban leaders. They doubted his strategies, favoring economic reforms over guerrilla tactics. Despite this, Guevara remained resolute in his beliefs. He eventually focused on Bolivia, convinced it would be the ideal place for a new revolution. He thought the rural peasants would rise against the oppressive government. In late 1966, Guevara entered Bolivia under a false identity. He aimed to build a small guerrilla army. However, he struggled to gain local support. His presence was often met with suspicion. Few understood his mission, and many were unaware of his reputation. Even his attempts to disseminate revolutionary literature failed to resonate. As Guevara's situation grew dire, the Bolivian government intensified its efforts to capture him. They received assistance from the United States, which provided training and resources to Bolivian forces. This partnership proved formidable. Guevara's guerrilla fighters faced overwhelming odds against a well-equipped military. In the spring of 1967, Guevara's small band of fighters suffered critical losses. Resources dwindled as they moved through the rugged terrain of the eastern Andes. The reality of defeat loomed. With no significant allies, Guevara's dream of a revolution in Bolivia began to unravel. Amid this turmoil, Guevara made calls for help, but few responded. The situation grew more desperate. By early October, his forces were encircled in the mountainous region of La Higuera. Guevara's health declined, and the tension escalated. He knew his time was running out. The Bolivian army finally caught up to Guevara on October 8, 1967. After a fierce battle, he was captured. Despite his injuries, he remained defiant. As he awaited his fate, he pondered the significance of his struggle. His ideals of equality and justice seemed distant as he faced execution. Che Guevara's capture became a pivotal moment, not just for him, but for revolutionary movements around the world. His defiance in the face of death raised questions about martyrdom and the sacrifices made in the pursuit of change. His legacy, though marred by controversy and varied interpretations, continued to inspire activists long after his execution. On October 9, 1967, Guevara was executed, but his legacy had already taken root. Despite the tragedy of his death, he became a symbol of the struggle against oppression. His final moments were filled with defiance. He reportedly told his executioners that he was not afraid. This bravery turned him into a martyr for many who embraced his vision of equality. In the wake of his execution, Guevara's image spread worldwide. From t-shirts to graffiti, his likeness became synonymous with rebellion. Activists and movements across various countries drew inspiration from his life and writings. They often echoed his calls for justice, social change, and the fight against imperialism. But Guevara's legacy is complex. While some celebrate him as a hero, others criticize his methods and the violence that accompanied his missions. This dichotomy raises larger questions about revolutionary struggle. How far can one go in the pursuit of change? What sacrifices are warranted? The impact of Guevara's life continues to be felt. His writings, particularly Guerrilla Warfare, provide insight into his strategies and philosophy. They are studied not just in political science, but also in discussions on ethics and morality in activism. Many leaders in modern social movements cite Guevara as a key influence, demonstrating that his ideas resonate even decades after his death. In Bolivia, the local government's efforts to suppress guerrilla movements have not entirely succeeded. Today, groups inspired by Guevara's vision still exist, advocating for the rights of peasants and the marginalized. They look to his life as a guide for addressing social inequalities that persist in the region. Reflecting on Guevara's journey invites a deeper understanding of the drive for change. His commitment to his ideals, even in the face of death, raises profound questions about the costs of revolution. How does one balance the desire for change with the realities of violence and loss? As society evolves, Guevara's ideals remain relevant. Discussions about economic disparity and social justice echo his concerns. Activists today grapple with the same questions he faced. They search for ways to create a better future without repeating the mistakes of the past. In the end, Che Guevara's life serves as a reminder of the enduring struggle for justice. His narrative inspires reflection on what it means to fight for a cause. Even through his death, he challenged the world to consider the power of conviction and the potential for lasting change. The story of Che Guevara will continue to provoke thought and inspire action for generations to come.